Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for Rose Chat on Blog Talk Radio. We're the only show on the airwaves dedicated to growing roses. We're glad you've joined us today. Our phone lines are open, and we'd love to hear from you during today's show. The number to call is 347-677-1870, or send us a tweet using the Rose Chat hashtag on Twitter. Join us as we explore the world of roses.
Underwriting support for Rose Chat Radio is provided by Haven Brand Soil Conditioners, providing generations of gardeners with a truly all-natural alternative to chemical fertilizers. With their line of composted manure teas and alfalfa tea for roses, find them online at manuretea.com.
Well, hello, and thank you for joining us today for Rose Chat on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Chris Van Cleve, your host for today's show, and joining me as co-host is the award-winning rosarian Susan Fox from gagasgarden.com. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Chris. And joining us today is Chris Savarese from Corona Tools, and we're going to talk about tools that you need for the rose garden. And if you love tools the way most rose gardeners and anyone interested in gardening, you're going to really want to stay with us. So we have a great informative show, so just get your coffee and tea and stay with us.
That's right. You know, we created Rose Chat Radio to help you grow great roses. If you have questions for today's guest or a question in general about growing roses, please give us a call, 347-677-1870. We'd love to hear from you during today's broadcast.
Well, we know that roses are very forgiving, and when you take care of them, they pay you back so many times over, and they reward you with beautiful roses. Our guest today may not be able to promise you a rose garden, but he specializes in some of the best gardening tools to keep your garden in the best form. So joining us today is Chris Savarese from Corona Tools, and Chris is going to tell us a little bit about the rich history of Corona Tools. So welcome to Rose Chat, Chris.
Well, thank you, and good morning, Susan and Chris. It's great to be on the interview with you. Thank you so much for having me on. So, yeah, to talk about a little bit of the history, a lot of people don't know that we've been around since the early 1920s, and we actually started off in the orange groves of Southern California here. It was really just a school teacher who realized that there were some problems with harvesting the oranges, and the way they were harvesting them, they didn't really have any specialized tools. And when they were harvesting the oranges and sending them back to the East Coast, the fruits were not arriving in a prime condition so that they could get, you know, top dollar for them. So what Corona did was had developed a tool, which they still actually make and sell today, and it helped harvest the fruit so that they could pick it, send it back east, and it really helped fuel the what they call the second gold rush, which was the citrus industry here in California, and helped the orange industry as a whole throughout the country and get really good quality fruits and get them back to the East Coast so that they could get top dollar for them. And, you know, since then we've just continue to make tools and expanding into other areas such as, you know, with the agriculture as well as gardening and landscape and tree care. So it's really, we've gone from one tool to about 450 different items from pretty much everything you can think of for every task that you need to get done.
Well, I thought it was so interesting. You know, I think most people really love the story and history behind a company. And I had just read a historical novel about the gold rush. A lot of people came to California for the gold rush and then found that all of the rich resources, including the oranges, were the real gold rush in California. And then the blacksmith that developed your hand tool and loving your pruners, which you can, could you tell us then how it came that you developed some of your other tools like the your handsaw and your pruners, that all rose lovers have to have multiple type pruners and loppers. So,
sure. Yeah. One of the things that I love about Corona is that they really take the time before developing a tool is really researching how people are using them. So when, you know, they take great strides in, well, we're developing a tool, how are people using them? What is it that, you know, the features that people need? And some of the tools like the bypass printer that we have, the dual cut, it's a hand-forged tool. It's heavy duty, but it's got some really cool features in it. And like one of the features that it has is this the unique blade and hook design. There's a little notch in the hook, and it keeps the limb close to the pivot point, which is really where all your power is. So instead of, you know, just a traditional bypass printer that has that curved blade and the curved hook, you start to make the cut and the blade or the stem starts to push away from the back of the blade where your power is. Well, that little notch in the hook helps kind of hold that right there. So when the blade comes down, it bites into the branch and it actually pushes it back towards the pivot point where the little bolt is that keeps the blade and the hook together. And that really, that little design feature gives you like 20% more power when you're making a cut. So if you're making larger cuts, canes that are pretty thick and you need some extra power, that's going to give it to you. And, I mean, it's those types of things that Corona has done to really advance in the science of pruning tools for roses and give people what they need and make it more fun and enjoyable for what they do.
Wow. It really sounds like that these tools are made to last. There's been a lot of thought and research and development that goes into the making of these tools.
Most definitely. And one of the other things that, you know, we really look into are tools that are built to last a lifetime have replacement parts. So if there's things like, you know, you leave your tool outside and you know that people do that, and you get your blade gets rusted and you actually want to replace the blade, and we have the replacement parts for many of the tools that we manufacture so that you can basically, you continually have a brand new tool.
Wow, sounds great. So as we begin to talk about tools for rose gardeners, what are some of the tools that you think are essential for people who grow roses?
Well, I can honestly tell you, because I think I have about 34 roses bushes at my last count. So, I mean, I am an active rose grower and enthusiast. And the top tools that I use, the dual cut bypass pruner is actually one of the tools that I use. And I use it for a couple of reasons. One, because it's got that extra, it's got the notch in it, and you can cut rose canes that are about up to a 1-inch thick. I mean, that's a pretty good size cane, and to be able to just, you know, quickly be moving along and cutting a thick cane like that, I mean, that's one of the reasons why I use it. But the other reason is that blade actually has a dual function, and it's the way the blade is designed, it has a thing called a precision zone, and that really allows you to get in, like when you're deadheading roses, you barely need to open the pruner and just quickly make your cuts as far as like all your deadheading and that. So easy to use, so you only have one tool when you're out there in the garden pruning roses. So I love that tool. One of the other tools that I'm really getting accustomed to are the Comfort Gel tools. These are a brand new set of tools that we've come out with that are designed to fit in your hand. They're very comfortable. They have really squishy handles, and they feel so comfortable in your hand so that you can continue on doing your task, you know, for quite some time. Your hand doesn't get fatigued. And one of the features go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say that's really important as we get older, that we have tools that are easier to use and easier on the hands, especially people who have arthritis and that sort of thing, or, you know, have problems gripping. It makes it so much easier to have.
Yeah, definitely, and they're lightweight. That's one of the things that I love, is that you really can continue on to, you know, do your pruning for extended periods of time. And I love the floral shear that we have. It's actually perfect for roses because it's got a built-in thorn stripper, which, you know, I don't know. You know, I'll go out and cut my roses and want to put them in a vase, and, you know, I always want to strip the thorns off to make the room in the arrangement. And that is just such a great little feature to, you just put the tool around the stem and you pull it back and it rips off all the thorns and extra leaves so that you have an easy way to make an arrangement, which it also has a built-in floral wire cutter. So if you're making those kinds of arrangements, it's a multi-purpose tool. So I really like those.
That is great. I know I've got a pair of those snips that I use when I exhibit roses, and they've come in very handy. I'm sorry, Susan.
I just wanted to make a comment about the hand saw, because all of us know, when we go out and we see a basil break, I can't tell you how often, and I'm sure most of you have experienced this, if you are trying to get into a tight space and you have a basil break and you accidentally knock it off, and you just feel terrible. But if you use your little handsaw, you're able to get into a tight space, and there's just so much better maneuverability. You know, you have maneuverability, and you can get into those close spaces and get very close to another cane. So I really do love the little handsaw, because you can do so much more with it than the clippers sometime when you have to do some delicate pruning. So I think that's a very useful tool. And also you can just get a clean cut where you need to get in close. So I think if you're really, I just can't do without it when I get out there and have to do spring pruning. So it's a rose grower's necessity.
Oh, most definitely.
And I can say, you know, a lot of when I'm going out there, I will find like dead woods and canes that have been either pruned back or really have died off and created that really hardwood. That's something, right, when you get out there with a pruner, you will never cut through that. I mean, you'll be killing your hand and probably damaging your pruners if you try to do that. So that's why I love to have a nice little folding saw in my pouch to kind of cut those things off, and it will power through any kind of deadwood like that with no problems whatsoever.
It will, and sometimes also it protects your hands. I know that when you have those deadly thorns, it's the pruners, your knuckles can get close to a thorn, and, well, I mean, I know I shouldn't, but inevitably I've whipped off my glove and I've got a bare knuckle. I can't tell you how often I've got my gloves off when I should have them on, but the saw, you can get close to something and protect your, you know, you won't be close to some of the deadly thorns. So, of course, I should have my gloves on, but inevitably I don't. So, you know, they're down on the ground. I don't know why I seem to think I can do better with that glove off, but it's someplace. Well, I have one glove on and one glove off, and that's the one that I've approached a deadly thorn. So.
Yeah, oh, it happens to all of us. And, you know, you actually kind of led me into the next tool that I wanted to talk about was a brand-new one that we've just come out with, and this is called the Convertible Pruner Plus Lopper. And this is really kind of my new favorite now in the rose garden, because it's a traditional hand pruner, so it's your traditional bypass pruner, but as you're going and cutting along, you can actually flip the handles down, and it becomes this two-handed lopper, so it gives you that added space so that you don't have to get your hands into the interior part of a rose plant and get stuck with any kind of thorns. But it also gives you that extra leverage to cut, like, larger canes. So you can cut up to a 1 1/4-inch cane with this convertible pruner and lopper. And I'm really starting to kind of love that out in my rose garden. So that's also in my arsenal.
What's it called, the convertible lopper?
It's called the Convertible Pruner Plus Lopper. So it's kind of a two-in-one tool. While you're out there pruning your roses, you're able to just convert it quickly to a lopper. Saves you the time of having to run back to your tool shed to pick out a lopper to grab the saw or the lopper if that's what you needed to cut. So it's kind of convenient to have that right there if they're ready.
Well, I only have three sizes of lopper, so I simply must have now a convertible lopper / pruner.
Absolutely.
So let's talk a little bit about shovels and about the use of shovels in the rose garden. And I know for me, I've got a couple of different types of shovels, some that are flat and some that are pointed. And so what do you suggest for digging those in that monumental hole that you have to dig when you plant a rose in the ground? What do you suggest as far as the shovels?
Sure, definitely. I mean, for digging a round point shovel, the one with the little tip on the edge, that's your ideal shovel. You know, you can. There's so many different varieties. I think if you go to coronatoolsusa.com website, I mean, there's literally, I want to say, probably 60 different types of shovels, ranging anywhere from just the square head shovel with the flat edge on it to the round point shovel to drain spades and garden spades and all that kind of stuff. So really finding the right shovel is ideal. And you just, it depends upon what kind of, if you're digging a large hole, your round point shovel that's sharp and can kind of penetrate through the ground, cutting through any kind of roots and those types of things is certainly going to help you. One of the things that I really look for is, you know, understanding what type of hole I'm digging, but then am I moving a lot of landscape materials, like, you know, moving a lot of soil or spreading mulch, those types of things. So I'm careful to kind of think about the task that I'm doing to be able to select the right type of shovel. Digging a hole, ground point, moving landscape materials, the square point shovel, that flat type of shovel is going to help make that job a lot easier. And then also the types of handles. So you want to consider the D-type handle, which is the one that has a little handle at the end. It's a shorter handle. And it's great for if you're moving materials like mulch and those types of things. Gives you the added ability to kind of hang onto the back of the handle and then turn the shovel over. When you're out digging, I like the long handles that have. I prefer the wood handles, which are actually a little more forgiving. You'll see professionals out there who typically they will use the wood handles because it absorbs the shock. Fiberglass is definitely the strongest, and you will never break those shovels. So, I mean, it absolutely depends on your soil type, the activity that you're doing, and that's how you make your selection.
Right. Well, I can tell you here in Alabama, it's clay and rock soil, and sometimes I think we need to add dynamite to that just to be able to get a hole in the ground.
Exactly. And you know, there's always the little tip or trick or whatever you want to call it. It's to sharpen your shovel. Most people don't really take the time to think that you should sharpen your shovel, but it's going to certainly help you slice through the ground and any roots that you might come in contact with. So, I mean, just it's so easy to do, and it can save you a lot of time in the garden.
Wow. So that's Chris's tip for the day, sharpen your shovel.
There you go.
I love that. That's great. That's awesome. Okay, we talked about pruners and loppers and the handsaw and shovels and snips. I want to talk just a minute about the importance of having a good rake in the garden for roses. It's I think that is an overlooked tool sometimes, but it is an essential one to have. So can you tell us a little bit about the different type of models of rakes that you have?
Sure. There's so many different types of rakes, and I think for a rose gardener, I typically use a shrub rake to help kind of spread mulch around the area, as well as, you know, digging once you have gone out and deadheaded and you want to pull out all the spent roses that you cut off. Love to have like a small little shrub rake because you just want to be able to get in and around your roses and pull those things out, but you don't want to disturb the rest of the bed. So a small shrub rake is fantastic. We have a couple of things that I actually love, which are extendable hand tools. These are tools that will go from about 18 inches and extend out to about, I think it's 30 inches. I probably should have had that on the top of my head, but they extend to be a longer pole. So you can either use them from a sitting or kneeling position to a standing position. And what I like about them is that one of them has like a very thin tines, so it will move over any kind of materials. If you have things like rocks or if you have other little plants, it's a very delicate rake, but it'll help pull all that material out so that you don't have to reach into, you know, underneath your roses to access any of the materials that have fallen down. And then there's just a harder four-tine rake that will help you move a lot of soil and things like that. So it's definitely a little bit heavier duty, but it's still very delicate to help kind of just aerate the soil and make sure that you're still getting oxygen to your roses. Those are two tools that I love to use when I'm out in the rose garden. Yeah.
I think those are awesome choices. That small shrub rake, I think I have some of my rose beds are 4 foot in, but you know, the on the back end is a fence, so it's really not easy for me to get in there. But these small shrub rakes allow me to, you know, clear the area of debris without disturbing a lot of the mulch and the other plantings there. So that's awesome. That's some great info for rose gardeners. I want to talk a little bit about ergonomics and flexibility. I know we touched on that earlier with the pruners, but do you have any insights into, the comfort gel pruners for enabled gardeners and that sort of thing?
Oh, yeah, definitely. One of the interesting things about the comfort gel is, you know, I mentioned that they do a lot of the research in their tool development, is when you take a look at the handles are actually, this is so technical, I barely understand this, but the handles themselves are trapezoidal shape. I mean, you look at any standard pruner, they're typically round. Well, it's that trapezoidal shape, which is really a kind of a squared shape. It actually fits better in your hand. So if you pick up a tool and kind of compare it, pick up the comfort gel, pick up the just a standard pair of pruners, you will see how that comfort gel really fits into the contours of your hand. And that's very important to have a tool that fits well in your hand, because if you're going to be out for any extended period of time, it's going to cause you a lot of hand fatigue. It's going to really wear on you, and your hands are going to hurt afterwards. So that is one of the things that, you know, when it comes to being comfortable, you want to be able to continue to do the task that you love and that you enjoy, and that comfort gel really helps do that.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Now, I wanted to talk a little bit about a great app that you guys have developed, the Corona Tools app for iPhone. And can you tell us a little bit about that app that gardeners can take right out in the garden with them or down to the home center?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, the app is something really fun that we had we enjoyed developing, and it gives you everything from pruning tips to planting tips, and as well as selecting the right tool and tool care, and just it provides you so much information. So it's just an easy way to have it at your fingertips to flip through. It's in three sections. So you have tips, tools, and videos. And you just kind of go through whatever activity it is that you're doing. So if you want pruning tips, planting tips, there's information there about soil and water management and mulching. Just a wealth of information, and it's usually 99 cents through iTunes as well as Android. And we were actually able to, for Rose Chat for your listeners this weekend, we made that free on the iPhone. So anybody who's listening and has the iPhone, iPad, can go in and download that for free this weekend.
Wow, thank you so much. That is awesome. So for all our listeners today, you can download the Corona Tools app in the iTunes store for free just for listening to today's show. That's incredible. Where can our listeners buy Corona Tools? Where are they available here in the U.S.?
Corona Tools are available through so many different places. You can certainly find them in your local Lowe's store throughout the country, selected Ace stores, and, you know, for kind of some of your heavier duty stuff like the long handle tools and shovels, those are available at local John Deere Landscapes, and they have a really good selection as well. So lots of places out in the area that you can find them. And, you know, of course, if you need information, you can always go to the coronatoolsusa.com website, and there's information there as well as, you know, purchasing online.
That's great. That's great. Now, you host, we talk a lot about social media and Twitter on the show, and we have a very active Twitter stream with the Rose Chat hashtag, and I know that you host a couple of chats, I believe, weekly. Can you tell us a little bit about those?
Sure. We've actually got a couple of chats that we do. One is Tree Chat, which happens on every, we call it Tree Tuesday. That's at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And that's an opportunity for folks to come on and talk about a tree-related topic. We always have industry experts like TCIA, which is the Tree Care Industry Association, who participates in the chat as well as other tree care professionals. That happens every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then we have Landscape Chat, which is a chat that we do with our partner ValleyCrest. And we, the same thing, we have a great topic usually scheduled, and we'll have a guest host who comes on, and Corona Tools and ValleyCrest will ask questions of the host. So it's always great topics about sustainability and water management in your landscape.
Wow, when is Landscape Chat?
Oh, I'm sorry. That one's Landscape Chat, and that one happens every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific.
At 11 a.m. Pacific time?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's awesome. That is so that's awesome. We, you know, as I said, we talk a lot about social media, and I think a lot of our listeners are curious about Twitter and Facebook, and we're definitely trying to get people in that direction so they can share and get information. I've asked Bryn at bggarden.com to do a series of social media minutes that kind of help us get our listeners up to speed on how to get connected on Twitter. And today she's going to share with us some tips about filling out your profile on Twitter. So let's listen to today's social media minute.
Hey, this is Bryn from bggarden.com with a quick tip on social media basics for gardeners. Make sure your social profiles are complete and up to date. Nothing worse than to click on the new user's account to find there isn't a website listed. How are we supposed to look at your gardens if you haven't listed your website? To fill out your up-to-date information on Twitter, for example, you have to log on to the Twitter URL. Be sure to add a Twitter header image while you are in the settings as well. Most social media people who take what they share seriously won't give your tweet a second look if you haven't taken the time to fill out your profile correctly. For more information about creating a header on your Twitter account and filling out your account to get noticed, visit the new Garden Chat website at www.connect-share-grow.com. Click on the Twitter how-to link at the top of the page.
Wow, that's some great advice from Bryn at bggarden.com. Chris, I want to thank you so much for being on today's show. You've got some great tips and advice for us on tools for rose gardeners. Thank you again for being on today's show.
Oh, well, thanks for having me, and I really appreciate it. It's a great program, and I really enjoy it and get a lot of useful information out of Rose Chat. So thanks for doing what you do.
Thank you very much. It's time to announce our winner for our giveaway this week on Rose Chat Radio. We have been asking our fans to like us on Facebook, and we've taken that list and submitted that to random.org, and we have come up with our winner. Miss Esther McKinney is our winner of the Corona Tools gift set, and we thank you for listening and for liking us on Facebook. Susan?
Well, thank you for joining us today for Rose Chat on Blog Talk Radio, and we hope you found some inspiration here today, and we'd love to know what you think about today's show. And we want to remind you that you can send a tweet to Chris at Redneck Rosarian or to me anytime at Gaga's Garden, and we'll be happy to answer your tweet. Or you can contact us anytime on Twitter by including the Rose Chat hashtag in your tweet. Search us out on Facebook or via email at grow@rosechat.info. Be sure to check out our website at rosechatradio.com for details on upcoming shows. And there's an archive of all previous broadcasts and special offers from our sponsors. And we've had some incredible guests that you can listen to those archival podcasts. Chris?
Yeah. Well, we'll be back next week with another great show. Please join us. As always, thanks to Annie Haven of Haven Brand Soil Conditioners for sponsoring Rose Chat. Visit Annie on the web at manureseed.com. Until next time, happy gardening from your friends at Rose Chat.